How do you do? This is Bill Pinnell. I've come to your office today to present a new 15-minute transcribed radio show starring Gene and Kathleen Lockhart. The show is planned for 5 releases a week. It is transcribed with both ends open for your commercials. This will permit you to release it over a nationwide network, or over a regional network, or over individual stations, whichever your needs require. If you have local dealers throughout the country and want each dealer to emphasize his own particular sales problem, this show will let you do it. You may use this show with one set of commercials for the entire country or with different commercials in each community. You may even wish your local dealers to pay for the show. In this case, you will find the cost per platter is astonishingly low, well within your local dealer's means. For this low cost, you can provide him with a brand new quality program that he could otherwise never afford. The stars of this show are two of Hollywood's most beloved personalities, Gene and Kathleen Lockhart. Their success on the screen, on the stage, and in radio needs no retelling now, so without further ado, let's begin. Gene and Kathleen Lockhart's Hollywood Album. Each day at this time, Gene and Kathleen Lockhart bring you an interview portrait of a person they think you will want to remember. Their portrait today is of Harry Engel. You'll want to remember Harry because he's done something that you, your husband or son, have often dreamed of doing. Harry wanted to be his own boss, start a little business of his own on a shoestring, be independent. Harry's success may convince you that you can do it too, may even give you a few pointers on how to begin. But before Gene and Kathleen introduce you to Harry, a word from our sponsor. Insert commercial. Today we find Gene and Kathleen Lockhart, the happiest and best loved Mr. and Mrs. among Hollywood stars, as they arrive at the corner of La Cienega at Beverly Boulevard. They're engaged, as usual, in their interest in other people, what they do, how they do it, and what success they make of it. But listen.
Well, Kathleen, here it is.
Oh, no.
Yes, the tail of the pup. How do you like it?
Oh, how clever. Why, it's a hot dog stand built like a huge roll.
Uh-huh.
And with a frankfurter in the middle.
Yes, I drove past the other day, and ever since, the urge to look inside has been irresistible.
Oh, you and your urges. Gene, you're forever discovering the most remarkable things. But this is the first time you've been consumed with a passion for a hot dog.
My dear, if a hot dog's good enough for the President of the United States, it's good enough for me.
I doubt very much if it is good for you. You know what Dr. Rawlings told you.
Oh, bother that old Dr. Rawlings.
Gene.
Oh, very well, if you say so. Let's go home, and I'll divert my passion to a cold glass of skim milk.
But, Gene, we can't just walk off. Man's already seen.
Kathleen, you're so right. How do you do, young man? May I see the menu?
Why, it's Gene Lockhart, isn't it?
And yes. Kathleen Lockhart, how do you do?
Of course, Mrs. Lockhart. I've enjoyed your pictures, too. This is an honor for the tail of the pup. Oh,
thank you, Mr.
Engel, Harry Engel. And what will you have? There's the menu on the wall.
Old-fashioned pup.
That's a hot dog as you'd expected, with onions, mustard, and relish.
Racetrack pup.
That's one steamed.
And piggy pup.
With bacon cooked to order.
Chili pup, cheesy pup. Oh, that's with cheese, of course. Nutty pup.
With chopped peanuts.
Super pup, twin super pup and coffee. Oh, goodness, I think I'll just have coffee.
Mr. Angel, don't mind Kathleen. I'll have the super pup.
That's the one with the chili, bacon, melted cheese, relish, mustard, onions, and peanuts.
Gene, you're not now.
On second thought, my wife's, no peanuts, please. A most unusual place you have here, Mr. Engel.
Most unusual hot dogs.
How did it all happen?
Well, I wanted a business of my own.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the main reason for the tail of the pup.
And it's a good one. Your own business.
Yes, my idea was to be free and independent. Whatever I did, I wanted to do it for myself.
Well, don't we all? Whatever it is, to do it for ourselves.
When I was on guard duty in the Army, I used to think about it. What business could I start with only my mustering out pay? It had to be pretty simple.
I see.
It had to be something everybody could afford to buy, and something people were used to buying that is practically a national institution.
Seems a lot to think about.
You have a lot of time to think about on guard duty. Here you are, Mr. Lockhart. Bacon, done the way you like it, I hope.
Thanks. My, this looks delicious. Don't be distracted by my champing jaws. Tell us more about the stand.
Well, besides being simple and with general appeal, the business had to be something I could move if the location didn't produce.
That smells awfully good, dear.
Did you say something, Kathleen?
I said that smells awfully good.
It is awfully good. How's your coffee? Pardon us, Mr. Engel. You were on guard duty, thinking busily about business.
The more I thought, the more it added up to a hot dog stand. I don't suppose that's a very original idea.
Not original. A stand shaped like a roll with a hot dog in the middle?
Well, that's it, Mrs. Lockhart. Starting in business, I knew I'd have to have something different. Then people would talk about what I had.
The beginning of all wisdom.
The first difference I planned was to have everything tops. The very best in Frankfurters, rolls, and coffee.
I can answer for the coffee.
Darling, you can answer for anything, and you do.
But whatever I planned, I still had to get the public interested. I had to have something outside that would make people stop and investigate what was inside.
That makes beautiful sense.
So when I got out of the service, I started to design a stand that was unusual and attractive, and still practical. And that's where Ed came in. He lived across the court.
Yes, they always do.
Who's Ed?
He's my partner. He really came in for a match and a cup of coffee. He saw what I was doing and got interested. I found he was a lot better designer than I was, so we joined up.
And Ed supplied the artistic touch?
He did. Ed is very artistic temperament. The first thing he did when he got out of the Navy, he threw away his watch.
Why?
Said he didn't want to run on the schedule ever again.
Just the man to have for a partner.
Well, I'm the businessman of the firm. Besides, there was Ed's mustering out pay.
Ah, as you say, you're the businessman.
Ed and I made a scale model of the stand and then took it back to a builder. We then went to a bank for a GI loan, but we didn't get it.
Oh, what a shame. You should have gone to our bank. They're very nice about everything.
Well, the bank said it couldn't give us a loan because we had no experience.
And you couldn't get experience because they wouldn't give you a loan, huh? Neat point.
I don't see it.
Anyhow, we started building with our mustering out pay, and then food supplies turned out to be quite a problem.
Let me guess. There weren't any supplies.
Well, not for new customers. But if you wanted to get something done, I believe, always go to the head man. The ones lower down are always too busy about worrying about losing their jobs to listen to anything new. So I went to the head man at Swift's Meat Company and told him what an opportunity he was missing. I told him this distinctive hot dog stand was only one of a series to be built on the main arteries of travel from coast to coast.
Harry, you are a man of vision.
I could dream, couldn't I?
And the man from the meat company saw the advantages of your proposition?
I guess he did. I told him that there would be big publicity breaks that he couldn't afford to overlook.
That was a good idea. What were they?
I hadn't figured them out yet.
You didn't know what they were?
No, ma'am. I was talking much too fast for that.
Well, where was Ed all this time?
Ed was trying to get the stand built. The builder walked out on him, so he finished it himself.
Oh, so Ed was on the beam, the stand was on the street.
You got the idea for the publicity stunt?
Yes, a world premiere.
A world premiere for a hot dog stand.
With lights, photographers, a doorman in uniform, a plush carpet running to the curb, and velvet ropes to keep the mob at bay.
My stars.
Stars, yes, ma'am. Mary Anderson, Jack Benny, Keenan Wynn, Earl Carroll, and about 1,000 people showed up. Life magazine ran a full page on it.
Well, I'll bet Mr. Swift was pleased.
Yeah, she sure was. Swift ran all the pictures of the event in their house organ. Since then, there hasn't been any questions about getting all the hot dogs we need.
Mm-hmm. And do you intend to specialize only in hot dogs?
Yes, Mrs. Lockhart, we do. Frankfurters, soft drinks, and coffee. You see, Tail the Pup is as much for kids as anybody else.
Ah, good.
A kid can come in here and get an old-fashioned pup for 15 cents, so if he wants to impress his girl, he can shoot the works on a twin super for 50.
Kathleen, would you like to be impressed?
Jean, you've had enough.
If you say so, dear. Well, Harry, it looks as if your future is just one hot dog after another.
I hope it's more than that, Jean. I hope it's just one hot dog stand after another. The bank's now decided we've had enough experience to be a good investment.
You see, I've always found banks very intelligent.
Last week, we opened Tail of the Pup number 2, and we're planning to open 5 of them at a time, all under XGI management.
Splendid.
Mr. Engel, I notice there are 2 spaces on the menu up there, blank.
Well, they're waiting for Ed's latest inspiration. He says he's dreaming up right now a transonic and supersonic rocket pup.
Oh.
He's not quite ready to disclose the details.
Mercy. But where is Ed? I'd love to meet him.
Ed? Oh, Ed. Ed Strickler.
Ed ain't here. He said that if you wanted him, he didn't know when he'd be back and to expect him when he got here.
Goodness, who was that?
That was Ed.
Off schedule and inform. Well, we're certainly not going to forget you boys.
No.
Well, we don't want you to forget us, Mr. Lockhart. Here, I'll write you a check.
A check?
Here you are.
Well, what is this?
It looks like a bank check, but it really isn't. Read it.
Taylor the Pup. Pay to Jean and Kathleen Lockhart in person one free hot dog daily for 1 year. Signed, Harry Engel.
And oh, you... what a grand idea.
And useful, too. These checks make people talk about us. And help quite a bit when we're trying to speed up permits for licenses, inspections, and so
forth. Well, I can see it would. Oil the works, smooth the rough edges, cut the red tape.
Clean the rugs and make your own eyes. Oh, Jean, what are you mumbling about?
I was considering Mr. Engel's initiative, enterprise, and Yankee ingenuity.
Mercy, did it take all that, Mr. Engel?
Well, it's kind of Jean to suggest it, but I don't think it took any more than just knowing what I wanted to do.
And doing it, Harry. I hope you'll allow me to pass the mustard at your next premiere.
Perhaps you'll be one of the judges when we select Miss Hot Dog of 1948. I plan to have my three prettiest contestants ride down Santa Monica Boulevard on an elephant.
Kathleen, there's no stopping the man. Harry, I'll be there. And now we'll say goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Engel. And I do wish you all the best. And I wouldn't have Jean hear me say this for the world, but do you put them up to take out?
Could be, Mrs. Lockhart, for you anyway.
Now then, Kathleen, what are you mumbling about?
Oh, I was merely trying to persuade Mr. Engel to add a bit of green to the menu, say, coleslaw or a little chef's salad.
Oh, yes. Well, come along, dear. You ought to be convinced by now that Mr. Engel has the world by the tail of the pup. Goodbye, Harry. And may all the people who want to start their own business, like you, have as much imagination as you have. Their success will be assured. Oh, Harry... Do you know what else you've done, you and Ed?
What's that?
You've taught an old hot dog new tricks.
Jean and Kathleen Lockhart will be back in just a moment to tell you how their future guests will be both similar to and different from the one you've just heard. For the scope of this show will surprise you. But first, a word from our sponsor. Insert second commercial. And now, Jean and Kathleen Lockhart.
Each of our guests has done something that you, our audience, will want to hear about because it has a direct bearing on your own everyday life. For example, have you ever wondered what kind of a mother-in-law you'd make when your daughter gets married?
Now, Jean, when June gets married, I'm not going to be...
That's just the point, dear. The other day, I was talking to a woman who's made a careful scientific study of what to do and what not to do if you're going to be a successful mother-in-law.
Ah, does she tell you what to do to make your marriage successful,
no.
too?
No. But we're having another guest, a man I know at Penn State University, who's made a study of that subject. And when he's on the show, it'll be fun to check our marriage against his standards.
Maybe I won't agree with him.
Well, that's why it'll be fun. And then there are lots of young people these days who can't find a place to live.
Do you have a guest who can solve that problem, too?
Well, surely. A friend of mine, Mrs. Douglas Corner, didn't have a place to live, so she built herself a house.
A woman built a house?
Yes, a society woman with her own hands. Now she has a beautiful place to live, and her son has a beautiful new job. He's going to be a builder.
That's inspiring. And will she tell us what to put inside the house?
Well, do you know what goes inside practically every house, Kathleen?
What?
A dog.
Oh, Jean, you're not going to buy another dog. I've just had the living room chairs recovered.
Well, you won't have to worry, dear. Not after you hear the dog trainer we're going to have on the show. He'll tell you just what to do to keep the dog off the chair and train him properly to mind everything you say.
With a new dog in the house, we'll never be able to sleep at night.
Ah, sleep at night. Now, there's another guest we have coming up. The other day, I read a book by Dr. Fink. He has all the answers about what to do to sleep like a baby. No more twisting and turning and listening for the milkman. So, ladies and gentlemen, I could tell you about lots of other guests, but the point's this. All the guests on this show are really talking about things in your life. They're talking about you. And I believe they'll give you a lift, and you'll feel better and happier for having heard them. So, until the next show, this is Jean Lockhart.
And Kathleen Lockhart.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.